Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome, my friends. I'm so excited to talk to you today as we're closing out 2025 about one of my favorite traditions, choosing a word for the year. This is not about setting resolutions or goals. It's about focus, finding one small word that anchors you, and often your family, into a place of peace, presence, and hope. Have you ever noticed that some years feel just like a swirl of change, schedules, emotions, uncertainty, and you just want one clear way to center yourself? Well, a word for the year can help in this. It can become that gentle way of centering. So I have been choosing word of the year for over 15 years now, and every year that word ends up teaching me exactly what I need. I'll share just a few of the words that I've chosen and how they have helped. One year, my word was ease. And that year, I learned to breathe through unexpected changes and figure out how to manage them with ease. Another year, my word was routines, which ended up being perfect for 2020 when all of our normal routines fell apart. But having that word reminded me that small rhythms bring peace, even when everything else changes. And so it actually helped me to focus and create new routines as that year moved forward. In 2023, my word was courageous, and I really needed that courage as we went on this kind of crazy, very long trip, and I was very nervous about it. I needed to be courageous. Also, I was courageous in other ways as well, and that word really helped propel me forward through these some planned but some unexpected events. In 2024, I actually had three words, and that was kind of fun. I had relax, receive, and radiate. That combination helped me soften into asking for help, receiving support, and radiating love, even from the couch when I ended up breaking my foot. It like forced relaxation and receiving as well. Because those were my words, it was easier to do that. And this year, 2025, my word was miracles. At first, to be honest, I did not want that one. I thought, oh no, I don't want any big dramatic miracles. It made me think of the Mexico miracle when my son Devin was kidnapped when he was 16. And I didn't want a big miracle like that. I mean, I'm so grateful for that miracle, but it was a little triggering to think about the big miracles. But God gently reminded me that miracles don't have to be dramatic. They can be quiet, everyday miracles. And so I decided to focus on that. And I've seen so many miracles this year as I shifted my focus to serving everyone and anyone, to instead focusing on serving kids on the autism spectrum and their families. And especially as I kind of hyper-focused on serving non-speakers in a very unique way. And I feel like I'm part of so many miracles as I'm able to serve this way. So as a parent or someone that serves children on the autism spectrum, we see miracles differently. A full night's sleep can be a miracle. A calm car ride can be a miracle. A smile during therapy can be a miracle. A shared laugh can feel like a miracle. A non-speaker becoming a speller can feel like a miracle. I started jotting down a little M in my journal every night and mark a miracle that I noticed every day. Some days it was very tiny, like running water in my house. And other days it was huge, like staying calm and centered when my husband ruptured his Achilles tendon playing pickleball. And I was able to stay in a really calm, centered place and help support him through that experience and then over the next few weeks as he had surgery and recovered. I began realizing that when I look for miracles, I witness them everywhere. That awareness and perception shifts everything. So I have a gift for you and an offer as well. The gift is a free class, the How to Find Your Word class. It's a mini class. There's just 5 easy steps to finding a word for your next year. I'm going to list the 5 steps here, but know that the mini class will go deeper into each one and give you a list of words and has some extra resources as well. So I hope you sign up for the free mini class. I think you'll love it. 1, you're going to pray or pause and ask God or your higher source to help you find the word that you or your family needs this year. Then look through a list of words and mark the ones that tug at your heart, the ones that are like, ooh, that feels good or interesting. 3, choose one or let it choose you. And sometimes that word might scare you a little bit, like a miracle did for me for 2025. So you might have to 4, clear resistance if that word feels uncomfortable. And I walk you through some steps on how to do this in the mini class. And 5 is to create a reminder. The first few years I made a word, I could not remember what it was by the end of the year. That's why I think 5 is one of the most important things, to create a reminder of what your word is. And I also create an affirmation of my word, which helps to solidify it and really get it into my body and spirit and mind for the year. It doesn't take very long to find your word, maybe 10 minutes to an hour, or you do each step 5 minutes a day. But I promise it can guide you throughout your year and bring more calm and peace. So what word might God or your heart be whispering for you this year? Maybe it's peace. Maybe trust. Maybe it's together. What word would bring you comfort on your hardest days? What word would remind you that you and your child are exactly where you're meant to be? You don't have to force it. Just listen, and the right word will find you. I really hope you do take the time to find a word, and I have 3 different ways to help you, and there's a link to all 3 of these ways in the show notes. 1, I already explained, the free Find Your Word class that I just talked to you about. But if you're listening and thinking, Sheridan, I love this idea of finding a word, but I just don't have the time or energy to find my word right now. This season can be full, especially for parents who are raising and caring for their kids on the spectrum. This is why I have 2 other options. 1 is that I find a word for you. And another option is if you have a non-speaking child, I can do a mini spirit-to-spirit session where they gift you a word and an affirmation for 2026, as well as everyone in your immediate family and for themselves as well. I'll explain how I do both of these. If I find your word, these are the steps I take. I get into a meditative state. I listen and tune into the energy of what will support you most this coming year. And then I send you a word and an affirmation. Or if you want me to do it for you and your child, a word for each of you and an affirmation for each of you. And this year, for the first time, I've done these mini sessions where non-speakers find words for their family members. And I first offered it to my clients that I've done a lot of sessions on, just to see if it was something that I wanted to offer to everybody. And it's ended up being such a delight and actually takes me so much less time than when I do it myself. That's why I decided to make this particular offer of the mini session where the non-speakers give a gift of a word, because it comes so quickly and easily. Because I'm not finding the word, they are gifting a word and an affirmation for everyone. So it's really beautiful. Everyone that I've done it for has really loved it. And I was first offering it like as a gift for Christmas time, but certainly it can be a gift for any time. So I'm going to continue to offer this for the next few weeks. If you're interested or have any questions, reach out or click the link in the show notes for any of the above. I'd like to close by giving you the perspective that choosing a word is not about adding one more task to your plate. It's about giving your heart a soft place to land throughout the year. I hope your 2026 word brings you peace, connection, and plenty of quiet miracles, uneventful and beautiful. Remember, you are heard, you are seen, you are known, you are loved. Thank you for being here with me, my awesome friends. This has been a fun year, 2025, and starting this new podcast and making new amazing connections with you and your kids. I hope you have a very happy new year. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.